And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Stephen Bethune. He's Sitka Area Management Biologist for ADF&G. Welcome to Morning Edition, Stephen.
Hi, thanks, Melissa.
You're here to talk about bow hunting.
Yes.
There's a bow hunting education field day coming up in Sitka next Saturday, but if you're interested, now is the time to start planning.
Exactly. Now is the time to start getting ready. We have it's a two-part class, and you need to take an online portion of the class before our field day, which will be on September 24th, next Saturday. The online portion of the class includes lots of different materials. There's wildlife conservation, archery techniques, archery equipment, shot placement, and outdoors preparedness. So you'll want to take this class online, and there's several, once you get familiar with the materials, there's a practice test, and you can take this practice test as many times as you want. And once you're comfortable with it, you pay your $30 and you take the test for real. Once you've passed the test, you'll receive a Bowhunter Education Field Day Qualifier Certificate, which you'll bring to the field day to prove that you've passed the class. And after 1 to 3 days of passing your online portion of the test, you'll receive an email that allows you to sign up for this online portion of the class. So there is a little bit of preparation and work that needs to take place on your part before you can come do the field day qualifier.
Okay, and then the field day qualifier, put together with the online portion and the field day, you're coming out with a certification, correct?
Correct. You'll be qualified under the National Bowhunter Education Foundation and the International Bowhunter Education Program, which is a reciprocal programs that will allow you to archery hunt several places around the world, almost all across the United States.
So you need the certification to do archery-specific hunts all over the place, and you also need the certification if you're 30 years or younger, around about there.
The Alaska Board of Game passed a proposal a couple years ago requiring anybody who was born after January 1st, 1986, to have a bowhunter certification to archery hunt anywhere in Alaska. Now, if you're older than that, you still have to be archery qualified if you want to do any archery specific hunts or hunt in any archery specific areas.
Okay, and there's one in Southeast, right?
Yeah, there is on Edelin Island. There's an archery hunt. Edelin Island is near Prince of Wales and Petersburg Management Area.
That's for elk.
For elk, correct.
Okay. What are some other archery-only hunts around Alaska?
There's some sheep and caribou hunts up on the Hall Road. The Hall Road has a 5-mile archery-only corridor on each side of the road, so there's some tremendous opportunities up north. There are moose in Anchorage and moose in Fairbanks, some archery-specific areas and some archery-specific hunts. And there's lots of opportunities in the lower 48 as well.
So can we compare, just for a minute, archery hunting versus rifle hunting? Why might someone choose archery over rifle?
Well, we see a lot of archery hunters are older, more experienced hunters who they're just looking for a new challenge. And archery hunting definitely presents more of a challenge. There's a big difference between getting within 200 yards of your animal and 20 yards of your animal. So that's a big challenge. People want to step up, and it's kind of the next step in their hunting career. I know for me, I grew up archery hunting, and that's because in Oregon, where I lived, the archery seasons were much longer, and there were more opportunities than rifle hunting, and it coincided with my school schedule better.
Oh, and on next Saturday, during the field day, you're going to be doing some blood trailing, and that's another challenge that bow hunting presents, is often you have to follow your animal.
Correct. With rifle hunting, deer, whatever you're shooting, often drops on the spot. With archery hunting, you'll need to do some blood trailing. So that's an integral part of the archery certification class we do.
What other skills would a bow hunter want to cultivate?
Well, we'll go through, we'll have a little bit of classroom time where we'll go back over some of the key safety issues and some Alaska-specific regulations. Then we'll do the blood trailing, and then we'll also have a shooting proficiency test. And that's probably the main part of the online the field day qualifier, is the proficiency shooting.
Can folks be practicing that now?
They should be practicing that now, yes.
What's probably the best way to increase your proficiency with accuracy?
Practice, practice, practice. Yep, there's no other way. You just got to put your time in.
So the field day is going to be happening at the Sitka Sportsmen's Association down there at the
down
end of the road.
Down at end of Halibut Point Road, yes.
Okay. And there are a couple other topics you wanted to touch upon.
Well, today is an important day for wildlife and hunting enthusiasts out there. September 15th, we have the opening day of brown bear season is happening today. And today is also the opening day of the any deer season, portion of the deer season. So if it's been bucks only up until now, and now you're allowed to shoot does. And the Department of Fish and Game is encouraging doe harvest this year, where deer population is very high, and it would be well to take a few does and try to reduce the population.
Are there a lot of does out there this year?
There's a tremendous amount of deer out there right now.
Any theories as to why?
We've had three mild winters in a row. We had good survival and good fawn production.
Okay, so it's a time to go brown bear hunting and time to go out and catch any deer, including does. And then it's time to also prepare for that bow hunter education
Correct.
Field day. Okay. Again, can we just have the date and the times and all the specifics for when that's happening?
Yes, it'll be Saturday, September 24th. It'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon at the Sitka Sportsmen's Association building out at the end of Halibut Point Road.
Anything else you'd like to share with us, Stephen, before we leave?
Just want to encourage people to be safe out there and have fun.
You know, can we talk about safety for a minute? Because
sure.
we do have a little bit of time. How can people be safe hunting? What are the main points you should keep in mind?
Well, one thing we encourage is hunter orange for rifle hunters so that we can see each other in the field. We can go over the four safety rules of hunting. It's never point your gun at anything you don't want to shoot. So muzzle control is the most important part of safety. Keeping your firearm, keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Treat every firearm as if it's unloaded, and always be aware of your target and what's beyond your target.
Okay. And what about safety? Should you have the safety on until you're actually ready to shoot? What's the rule about that?
That would be a great idea. Yep.
Okay. And one quick question. For you, what is it like as being a bow hunter? You shared why you started, when you started, but why do you continue?
It just connects you, I think, a little bit more to the animal, to the environment. It's, you have to get in close, and you get to know your animals a little better, and you get to see and watch and observe. There's a lot of stuff that happens between 300 yards and 20 yards when you're stalking an animal, and you get to see a lot of behavior and have those more personal interactions with the animals, I think.
It would seem to me that in those archery-only hunts, too, it's probably a lot quieter out there.
It's quieter. There's less people out in the field. I just, in fact, got done with did the Edelin archery hunt myself, and I didn't see a single person out there. It was a tremendous wilderness experience.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
this
welcome.
Morning. We've been speaking with Stephen Bethune. He's Sitka Area Management Biologist for ADF&G.
Support for this station comes from Harry Race Custom Services, providing local artists with creative ways to market their work. Artwork can be scanned and transferred to cards, posters, canvas, embroidery, mugs, phone cases, glass, and metal. Located at 117 Granite Creek Road or at 966-2140.